check it out. This is unbelievable. Joey has been holding his breath for almost 4 minutes.
Dude, are you trying to kill me?
Gabe, I want to ask you something.
Uh-huh, what?
Well, since I'm moving out and you're so beautiful, how would I move in with you?
Well, that would be great, but then what do we do about Denise?
Who's Denise?
My roommate.
You have a roommate?
Yes, Denise. Denise.
Hey, what is with the secrecy, Phoebe? Huh? And what about this Denise? She cute?
Please understand, how can you have a roommate that none of us know about?
Maybe because you never listen to anything that I say. I talk about her all the time. Denise!
Hey, Grace, listen. I was thinking, I'm going to have an extra room over at my place.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, why don't you move in with me? It'll be great. We can, like, stay up late talking and watch movies and, you know, about Naked Thursdays, right?
Yeah, I think I'm going to find my own place.
Hey, I thought Naked Thursdays was just our thing, man.
She'll say when you told her you were still married to her.
All that. She took it really well.
Oh. You didn't tell her, did you?
No.
Of course not, because you're in love with her.
I am not in love with her. She was very upset about having to move out, so I didn't tell her we were still married, because she'd only get more upset. I comforted her as a friend.
What do you mean, comforted her?
It was nothing. Just gave her a hug.
Aha! A classic sign of love, the hug.
It's also a sign of friendship.
Yeah, not in your case, Lovey Loverson.
It was a hug.
All right, just tell me this. Did you or did you not smell her hair?
Smell her hair? Well, what if I did?
90% of a woman's pheromones come out the top of her head. That's why women are shorter. So that men will fall in love when they hug them. Come on, Ross, you're a scientist.
I was hugging her as a friend. Okay, it's not my fault her hair got in my face. She's got a lot of it, and it smells all coconutty. What? Oh, it doesn't mean I have feelings for Rachel. Maybe it means I have feelings for coconuts.
Okay, whatever you say, but just be careful, all right? Rachel's not in the same place you are.
Okay, if the place you're referring to is being in love, then she is in the same place as me, because I am not in that place.
Okay, I didn't understand that. But, you know, maybe that's because you were speaking the secret language of love.
Hey, dude, some guy just called for you.
Who was it?
I don't know. How about thanks for taking the message? Jeez.
Hey, listen. You know, when you move in, Rachel's room's going to be empty. You want to talk about what we want to do with it?
Sure.
Okay. I was thinking we should have a beautiful guest room, right? With a mahogany sleigh bed and bedside tables with flowers on it all the time. And then we could have like a roll-top desk with little comment cards so people can tell us how much they love staying here. Hey, whatever. You know, I really haven't thought about it that much.
Well, I like that idea. Obviously. But I was thinking maybe it could be a game room, you know? I mean, you can buy old arcade games like Space Invaders and Asteroids for $200. The real ones, the big, big, big ones.
No.
Okay, so you mean no as in G. Chandler. What an interesting idea. Let's discuss it before we reject it completely.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, interesting idea. Talk about it, but no.
So that's it.
I just don't think that, you know, arcade games go in the beautiful guest room. The beautiful guest room is going to be filled with antiques.
Which is why Asteroids is perfect. It's the oldest game.
What do you have against the beautiful guest room?
Nothing. I don't have anything against the beautiful guest room, especially since everybody that we know lives about 30 seconds away.
Are you mocking me?
No, I'm not mocking you or your beautiful game room. nothing. Monica and I had a stupid fight.
But you're still moving in together, right? Because my ad came out today.
Wanted. Female roommate, non-smoker, non-ugly.
Nice.
Yeah. I just figured, you know, after living with you, it'd be an interesting change of pace to have a female roommate, you know? Someone I could learn from. Someone who's different than me. And what's more different than me? A guy who's not 19 than, say, a girl who is 19. Not just a hat rack, my friend.
Phoebs, I have to ask you...
Shh, I'm swamped right now.
You're just staring into space. I'm trying to move that pencil. This one? It worked! Phoebs, this whole apartment thing is a nightmare. Every place that I can afford comes with a roommate who is a freak. I mean, look at this. Wanted. Female roommate, non-smoker, non-ugly. It's just, there's nothing. The city is full.
Wait, no, look at this. Two-bedroom, two-bath, must be non-smoker. Satan worshippers, okay.
No. Yeah, but it's on the ground floor.
Hey.
Hey.
Rach, you still looking for a place?
Yeah, why?
Okay, there's this guy Warren from the museum, and he's going on a dig for like 2 years. And he's got this great place. He needs a sublet. So, you interested?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'd love to live at Warren's. I love Warren. Thank you.
Oh, don't thank me. If you want to thank someone, thank the volcano that erupted thousands of years ago, killing but perfectly preserving an entire civilization. Here's Warren's number.
Oh, this is great. I'm going to call him right now.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Oh. Okay, you go call him.
I saw it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about that which you already know but won't admit. You know, that you love her again. You re-love her.
Well, I do not re-love her. I
can't believe you won't just admit it. Okay, just... promise me that you won't do anything stupid.
Look, we're just friends now, okay? Why would I do anything stupid?
Well, the apartment is already subletted. I mean, this is just hopeless. I'm never going to find anything.
You can live with me.
What?
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 Oh, my God, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to live with you, Ross. That's great. Thank you.
Well, I'm just glad I could, you know, help you out.
Wow, I'm so happy for you guys. This is so, so not stupid. Ross, you have no idea what this means to me. I mean, I was going to be homeless. You've just saved me. You're my hero.
Oh, hero? I don't know. Well, all right.
Tell Monica what a wonderful brother she has. Oh,
oh please. You're going to say things now, aren't you?
No, I won't. But I should tell you this. This exact same thing happened to my roommate, Denise. She moved in with a guy who was secretly married to her, and he said he didn't love her, but he really did, and it just blew up. And that's how she ended up living with me. Okay, that's a lie.
Hi. Listen, I'm sorry about before. I don't need to have a game room. I mean, when I was a kid, I only played those games because I couldn't get girls. And now I can get. Now I have you. No, not that I think that I have you or think of you as property in any sort of way. I see women...
Stop it, Chandler. I'm sorry, too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Listen, we don't have to make that a guest room. We can think of something to do with the room together.
That's a great idea. We can easily think of a way for us both to enjoy the room.
Totally.
We don't have to come up with this now.
Oh, good.
Hey, you know what? Why don't we think about changes that we can make in the living room?
Changes?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to move around some furniture to make room for my chair.
You're going to bring the Barker Lounge over here?
Is that a problem?
Well, it's just that they're a set, and they should probably stay together.
Oh, that's cool. Then I'll just bring them both over.
See? See, now, you're taking them away from their home.
Okay, I get it. So I get nothing. Nothing here is mine. Everything is yours. I'll get up in the morning, put on your clothes, and head off to work.
Yeah, you know what? That's it. Everything will be mine. Nothing will be yours. That's what I said. Oh, come on, Chandler. I'm talking about the Barkin Lounger. It doesn't match. Where is it going to go?
In the game room.
It is not my fault that your chairs are incredibly ugly.
All right, that's fine. I won't bring over the chairs. I won't bring anything over. I wouldn't want to ruin the ambiance over here at Grandma's place.
Everything on your application looks really good. Just one last question. Are you and your friends going to be over here all the time, like partying and hanging out?
Oh, don't worry. I'm not really a party girl.
Whoa! Now, don't just be blurting stuff out. I want you to really think about your answers.
You can call off the roommate search. Hi, I'll be living here.
Oh, don't listen to him. He's just some guy who really wants the apartment, but I don't think he's going to get it.
Why did you take the shower curtain down?
That thing was a hazard. I'm very safety conscious.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, I was just clearing some space for your stuff.
Oh, thanks. But listen, I was just at Monica's, and she and Chandler had a big fight, and they're not moving in.
What do you mean they're not moving in? They're still moving in, right?
No, they just had a big blowout over what to do with my room.
What? Over a stupid room?
I know, I feel kind of bad for him, but I'm also really psyched because now I don't have to move in here.
Oh, no, that part's great. What's all this about you guys fighting? Is this really over a room? I mean, that is so silly.
Ross, we can handle this.
Well, apparently not, and I can't just stand by and watch two people I care about so much be hurt by something that is so silly. I mean, enough of the silliness.
Well, why don't you tell her to stop being silly?
Two very good points. Look, I've known you both a long time. And I've never seen either of you 1/1,000,000th as happy as you've been since you got together. Do you really want to throw that all away over a room? That is so silly. I mean, what's more important, love or silliness?
Well, we are fond of the silliness, but we also have a soft spot for the love.
Love is the best medicine.
That's laughter.
Why do you do it?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. Now, Chandler, you want to live with Monica, right?
Yeah, I do.
And, Mon, you want to live with Chandler, don't you?
Yes.
Good. A verbal contract is binding in the state of New York.
So, I understand you're looking for a place.
No, I'm staying put.
Oh. I was going to offer you my apartment.
Why? Where are you going?
I don't know.
Hey.
Hi.
You're never going to believe it. Monica and Chandler moving in again. It's great news, right? I mean, for them, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but on the bright side, we get to be roommates again.
Yeah. You know, about that, Ross, I really appreciate your offer to let me move in and everything, but don't you think it's going to be weird?
Why would it be weird?
Well, you know, because of us. Because of our history.
No.
No?
No. It would only be weird if we were still in that place. I mean, are you still in that place?
No, not at all.
Good. Me neither. So it's not a problem. We're just two friends who happen to be roommates.
Okay, but Ross, eventually you and I are going to be dating.
Really? We are?
Well, yeah. I'm going to have a boyfriend. You're going to have a girlfriend.
Oh, that'd be great.
But you know what? If you think it's going to be okay, we'll just work out a system. You know, it'll be like in college. I'll hang a hanger on the door and put a sign, come back later, I'm getting lucky.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. So are you sure about this whole moving in thing? I mean, it's a really big step, and what's the rush?
Very funny.
He's being silly because he knows that we enjoy the silliness.
No, I'm serious, okay? I mean, think about it. You move in, you start fighting over stupid game rooms. Next thing you know, you break up.
Ross, you were right before. It was just a stupid fight about a room.
Okay, there are no stupid fights. This isn't about the room. This is about what the room represents. And unfortunately, this room could destroy you.
Yeah, I'm not so worried.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Fine, it's your life. I just don't want to see you guys break up, you know, which you will do if you move in together. But if that's what you want, there's nothing I can do. Don't do it!
You still want to move in together, right?
Of course.
Ross didn't scare you?
Scared me out of ever wanting to live with him.
Come here, I'm going to show you something.
Okay. Oh, my God, someone's killed Square Man.
This is where I thought the Barker Lounger could go. You see, you can see the TV, and still it's walking distance to the kitchen.
Oh, that's so sweet. I want to show you something, too.
Okay.
You know those big road signs that say merge?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I was thinking that we could get one of those signs and hang it over our bed. Because that's you and I together. Merge.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Really? No.
I found you in my bed. How'd you wind up there? You are a mystery. Little black curly hair. Little black curly hair.
Now, if you want to receive emails about my upcoming shows, then please give me money so I can buy a computer.
So, where are the other guys?
Well, let's see. Monica and Chandler are occupied.
Fighting?
No, the other thing. I really think it's great they work things out.
Yeah, there's no breaking them up, is there?
Hey, can I borrow the key to your house so I can run across the street and make a copy?
Sure. Here.
Thank you. Now, are you sure? Because once I make a copy, there's no turning back.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, get out of here before I change my mind.
Listen, do you really think this moving in with Rachel is a good idea?
I've been back and forth.
Yeah, well, maybe you should go back. Okay? Rachel moves in, and before you know it, you're right where you don't want to be. Back together.
Yeah, I don't think so. She's already talking about, you know, dating other guys.
That's not going to work out. Then she's going to come home all weepy, and you'll be telling her, oh, that's okay, you'll find someone. And then, bam, she finds you.
Oh, maybe you're right.
I am telling you, Ross, she is definitely going to fall in love with you again. Now, is that what you want?
Is that what I want?
Yes.
Hold on, I'm going to make your life much easier.
All right, well, the place was closed. I'll just copy it later.
Or not. Rach, why don't you just move in with me?
Oh, whoa, Joey.
No. It's okay. I mean, look, Rach, I know I scared you off with that whole Naked Thursdays thing, but we don't have to do that.
Well, it would be easier to move just right across the hall. Wait a minute, unless you're thinking about Naked Wednesdays.
Thursday's clearly not good for you. Pick a day. Hi.
Hi.
Come on in. Thanks for coming back. Okay, there have been a lot of people interested in the room, but I have narrowed it down, and you are one of the finalists.
Great.
Okay, now, before I make my decision, I just want to make sure that our personalities match. Okay, so I made up a little test. Now, I'm going to say a word, and then you say the first thing that comes to mind.
I can do that.
Okay, here we go. Pillow.
Fight.
Very good. Okay. G.
String.
Excellent. Okay. Doggy.
Kitten?
Oh, sorry. No. So close, though. But, okay, bye-bye.